Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, like the man said, hosting Right Side Radio Mondays through Fridays, 2 to 5 p.m. every afternoon. And listen, we like to say that we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. And it is Friday, and Copper is running the board. Hey, Ms. Copper.
Hello. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you on the beginning of a long weekend. So, yeah, Labor Day weekend coming up here. You got plans?
No, but it'll be a nice break. I might go and see the new Marvel movie with some friends.
Oh, that's which new Marvel movie? Is this the Rings guy?
Yes, Shang-Chi, I believe.
That's right. Okay. Is that... I don't know. Something about bringing in a China hero right now. He's from China, right? Isn't this a legendary Chinese hero built into a Marvel
character? I think the character might be Chinese American. I'm not sure.
Well, the character's Chinese American, but I think that the superpowers or whatever you want to say were. Anyway, sorry, I'm not trying to be the buzzkill on your weekend plans. Oh, yeah. Well, hey, but it is happening. All right. Labor Day is Monday. So hope you guys all have a great long weekend. You know, and I got to say, what a coincidence, by the way, that Labor Day is Monday, because it's also that day. It's that day that is dreaded by some and longed for by others, that very significant day in our country's economic history. What day, you may ask? Well, it's the day that we return to real life and we stop using taxpayer dollars to pay people to stay home and not work. That's right, that day. You know, for context here, let me back it up a little bit. Some of y'all may remember, there's a program in question right now that is the federal expansion of pre-existing state unemployment benefits. So if you were out of work, you could apply for unemployment benefits. But in the COVID pandemic, the government saw fit to add more money onto it. I'm not sure why. I guess you needed more money in a pandemic, but then maybe so. But the expansion was originally passed at the height of the pandemic back in March of 2020, a year and a half ago. All right. It added $600 a week in a supplement on top of your state unemployment benefits. Now, later on, that got reduced to $300 a week. But even still, what that meant was that people were literally finding that there was no incentive to go back to work because they could make more at home doing nothing than they could going back to work. Sounds pretty cool, right? Wrong. Let's break it down. Let me tell you what happens when that kind of disincentive to work occurs. All right. Let's say somebody's a short order cook at a diner and they get put out on furlough because the government back in the pandemic days decided his restaurant was non-essential. All right, so now he's out of work. So, you know, he applies for unemployment. Wow, look how much money I get. What? I get regular unemployment plus another $600 a week? Holy cow. Suddenly he's taking home somewhere, what, in the neighborhood of $4,000 or more a month. He's like, what just happened? But then as the restrictions eased, you know, they eased the guidelines. Next thing you know, his restaurant is going to open back up. But he's making bank right now for doing nothing. And then lo and behold, look all that. He got a stimulus check or two also, just like money that's dropped into his bank account. This is more money than he's ever had, and he's not even having to work. Meanwhile, the diner, when the restrictions were eased and they were allowed to reopen, they can't get folks to come to work, and so their regular customers are getting frustrated. They start looking elsewhere. The suppliers have minimum requirements that aren't being met to supply the restaurant with all their different things that they do. And then, so the suppliers then raise the prices for goods to try and accommodate their own losses, not to mention that the pandemic caused all the fuel costs for shipping and the supply lines even to go scarce. And so everything's more expensive. But now the diner can't figure out how to make ends meet, and the owner is working 15 hours a day trying to keep his diner open. But even with payroll protection and other government assistance, the supply chain, the lack of customers, it's all getting too much, and the diner shuts down. And the suppliers then lose their customer, and the local community then loses sales tax revenue. And the city now has a shuttered building sitting in the middle of it looking pretty bad. And then suddenly one day, when the gravy train is over with, that short order cook says, well, I guess I better go back to work, but there's nowhere to go back to. You see, these benefits are becoming the ruin of a national economy right now, an economy that was the strongest in the world. But some states are waking up, literally, and some woke up earlier, including Alabama. Governor Ivey discontinued the extended benefits early, back June 19th. And as a result, Alabama's unemployment rate has dropped to 3.2%. That's amazing. We are the seventh best in the nation for our unemployment rate. In fact, though, if you look at it, 9 out of the top 10 states in the lowest unemployment rates all did the same thing. They dropped those extra unemployment benefits early, and it dropped their rates, and they're now among the top 10. Coincidence? I think not. But how does that matter in the national picture? Well, it matters greatly. I mean, listen, it matters greatly. Here's the but. Multiple states, generally more liberal states, have not done so, and they are dragging the rest of us down. California and New York, two of the most restrictive COVID states, they're tied at 7.6% unemployment, more than double Alabama's rate. I'm just telling you, they are ruining the economy in other states on a national level. But that's just them, you say. I mean, they're foolish. Why do we care? Because it affects us. Because our supply chains come through those states. Our commerce. Alabama's manufacturing base relies on them, and a whole lot more. All of us rely on those other states. Case in point, I've got a client of mine, a legal client, who's a contractor, and he can't guarantee some of the electrical work on a big commercial project that he's got. Meanwhile, the owner of the project wants him to sign a contract saying that he's going to finish by a date certain. But he says, I can't finish by a date certain because there's ships stacked up in the ports of California with the parts that I need, and nobody will unload those ships. That's what happens when places like California decide to go ahead and be overly restrictive and fearful and keep their economy shut down and pay people to sit at home. Same thing's true with our major auto manufacturing. Alabama is auto manufacturing mecca right now. And tier one and two suppliers in other states, though, have an impact on what we can build in our state. Now, you may remember this thing called trickle-down economics. And the concept that lower taxes and regulatory burdens frees up employers to expand is not new, but that's what it is. It adds jobs and capabilities, thereby growing the economy. Liberals hate it, but hey, liberals hate everything that I seem to like. But here's an idea. Let me coin a phrase. How about people get back to work, and if employees will actually show up and clock in and do the job, the economy will also pick up. I call that trickle-up economics. Because you showed up for work, the economy trickles up. You can tell them all you heard it first here on Right Side Radio. The bottom line is the world has to right itself. The world has to right itself. We do not survive as a nation by paying people to sit at home. The wheels of commerce and industry and tourism and food service and retail and manufacturing, it requires that folks actually work. Work! Get off the couch and go back to work. Now, I realize that I'm preaching to the choir right now, but listen, as you look around the nation, I guarantee you, come Monday, you're going to hear cries of foul, you're going to hear people moaning and whining on more liberal networks on TV, and you're going to have them all saying, we should have done something, we should have extended the benefits again. No, we shouldn't, because you can't pay people to do nothing. When you pay them to do nothing, nothing happens. And when you pay them to do nothing, nothing's produced. And when you pay them to do nothing, nothing is what you've got in terms of economic structure. So come Monday, nationwide, the gravy train is over. And I'm going to bet that we see a positive trend after that in the unemployment numbers with Right Side's trickle-up economics. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, folks, it's true. I mean, it's going to be big doings now. Alabama, we ended it sooner than the rest. June 19th, it all went away. And guess what? We are working in this state far better than in most other states. 3.2% unemployment. You got to love that. There are jobs out there if someone still needs a job, even in Alabama. But in places like California and New York and others, they have got to get off the couch and get back to work because we rely upon them for our national economic base. And our shipping and our commerce and all that comes through the ports in California and the manufacturing up in New York. Come on. It's got to happen. All right, folks. More where that came from. Phil Williams, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. We'll be right back.